Hello, villager. You're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. It's time to grab your favorite blend of coffee, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, villager. Thank you for listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. This is episode number 21, May Reminders, recorded the second week of May, 2020. I hope everybody is enjoying the month of May for 2020. I know I just put an episode out, but I wanted to throw this one out there because I have a few things I need to remind you of, and I don't know if there's any time frame on them in the game. So I just want to make sure you know about everything, and I want to make sure you have enough time to get the items. So the first thing I want to remind you of is tomorrow is Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is a day for saying thank you. So make sure you stop by the Nook Shopping Terminal and scroll to the right when you're in shopping, and you'll see up on the top there will be a seasonal tab. In the seasonal tab, there's going to be one item in there. It's a thank you mom mug. It costs 600 bells, but it's a seasonal item, so I don't know how long it's going to stay in there. So make sure you stop over and pick it up today. And while I'm on the topic of the Nook Shopping Terminal, there's also a few other items you could pick up, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to do this so you can make sure you get the items as well. So if you have played Pocket Camp on iOS or on Android, there's a few items in there that are exclusive that you could pick up in New Horizons. So here's what you have to do to make sure you get these items. You have to open up the Pocket Camp app. Then make sure you click the little menu button. It's the bottom right thing above social. It looks like four little squares. Once you're in there, you want to click on My Nintendo, then click on Rewards. Then you're going to see Animal Crossing New Horizons Special. It'll be 0 coins, so make sure you click on that. Now what that's going to give you, it's going to give you 50 leaf tickets that you could use in Pocket Camp, but then it's also going to generate a special code that you're going to use on the Nintendo Switch. So write that code down, or I believe they'll also send it to you in the email, but I just screenshotted it on my iPhone. Then what you're going to do is open up your Nintendo Switch and go to the eShop. Then on the left-hand side, you're going to click on Redeem Code, and you're going to enter that code in there. Once you enter the code in there, then you're going to boot up your Animal Crossing New Horizon game. Head back over to the Nook Shopping Terminal, located in the Resident Services. And then when you're in shopping for the special items up on the top, you're going to scroll to the right, and then you're going to see a tab that says Promotions. So now there's going to be some items in there that weren't there before. Some of the items are actually really good. You could get the Fortune Cookie Stand, and you could also get the Campsite Sign. So I'm going to go through the list of things that you could get and how much they cost. First on the list is a Break Tapper game. That's for 2,700 bells. Coming up next is a really cool Campsite Sign. That's 2,500 bells. Then the next item is a really cool item if you set up a little shopping area. It's the Fortune Cookie Cart. That one goes for 2,600 bells. And then there's also a Marketplace Decoration. That goes for 3,200. They're a little pricey, but they look really cool to flag your shopping area in the game. You could pick up an OK Motor sign. That goes for 3,000 bells. Then there's a Pocket Modern Camper. That's for 1,500. And there's also a Pocket Vintage Camper. That's for 1,500 as well. You could pick up an OK Motors cap. That's 770 bells. You could pick up a camper tee for 840 bells, and then finally there's an OK Motors jacket for 1,500. Again, I'm not sure how long those items are going to be in there, so make sure you do that now. And if you have any questions or anything, you could go over to my Instagram feed. It's at Brewster's Roost, and I put a little video up there showing you the items and where they're located. I'm going to go take a coffee break to say thank you to a few people real quick, and when I come back, we're going to dip in a Pete's mailbag. So during this coffee break, I want to say thank you for two new iTunes reviews. The first review came in from Brianna Buzz. She gave a 5-star rating, and she said that this podcast is very helpful in keeping you up to date with what's happening in our favorite game, Animal Crossing. Then the second review came in from Cineastical. They also gave a 5-star review, and they said, "I am new to Animal Crossing, and was so happy to find this podcast. Great insight and helpful hints. I can't recommend it enough. Thanks, Brewster. I look forward to every new episode." So I just want to say thank you very much for leaving the iTunes reviews. It means a lot, and it really helps get the word out on the show. So that's also a reminder, if anyone else wants to do that, wherever you listen to your show, please leave a rating and a review. I appreciate it. This coffee break was brought to you by people that support me over on ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/Brewster. For as little as a $3 donation, it really helps to benefit the show. So thank you to the people that have supported me there. It means so much to me. Okay, now we're going to be dipping into Pete's mailbag. I really can't change the name of this segment because I have high hopes that I'm going to see Pete again. I really miss him. But first off, we're going to dip into the mailbag, and I got an email from Sophie, aka Ozzy. She wrote to me to ask if I could visit her island. I'd be more than happy to visit people's islands. I really like getting out there and seeing some of the creative things that people have done. So if anyone wants me to come to their island, just make sure you message me. You can send me an email, brewstersroost@gmail.com, or get in touch with me on my social media at Brewster's Roost. She also said that she's turning 30-something on Wednesday, so definitely want to say happy birthday to you. She also said that she was very happy that she was able to see her nephews and her sister after about 2 months. I could definitely relate to that. I've been pretty much in quarantine in my house here for the last couple months, and it's starting to drive me crazy. So hopefully things get back to normal soon, and definitely get in touch with me. I'd love to visit your island. Thanks for writing an email. Next on Pete's Mailbag, I definitely just want to give a big shout out to all the people that have helped me over the last week or so with my turnips. So many of you reached out to me this week when your turnip prices were high, telling me I could come and visit, and I really appreciate it. I just want to shout out some of the names here, just because, this kind of community really means a lot to me, and I'm glad you guys are here to help out. So a big thank you to Desert Zeppelin, Angeloma89, PeterDuty45, and anybody else that I forgot. Thank you guys so much for reaching out to me. I love it. I was able to walk away with close to 20 million in bells after this week was over. So now, tomorrow being Sunday, I'm going to be spending quite a few more bucks on some turnips here. One more thing I want to say quick. I got an email from Amazon, and my guidebook for Animal Crossing, the delivery date keeps getting bumped around, but my latest email I got says it will be delivered this week coming up on Wednesday, so fingers crossed I get it by then. I want to talk about two more things before I end this quick episode. The first thing is a project that I'm working on in the game. So what I'm ultimately looking for is somebody that has every Animal Crossing amiibo card and scan them into Harv's Island. If you've already done this, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, I'm going to go through the process here real quick. So any Animal Crossing amiibo, could be any figures or amiibo cards, if you go to Harv's Island, if you go down to the airport and just say you want to go to Harv's Island, you could go over to Harv's Island, and that's a photo opportunity location. So you could set up your villagers in there in different costumes and everything, and you could take pictures. But the main reason what I'm looking for is, even if the amiibo is not one that works in the game, if it's an Animal Crossing amiibo, if you scan them in, generally it will bring in that character into that area and you can take photos with it. When you get back to your main island, if you go up to the Nook Shopping Center, you could access posters of those characters. So even if it's a character that they can't bring into the game, for example, Brewster, I scanned my Brewster amiibo card in there, and he doesn't show up in the game, but when you go back to the island, you could order the poster for Brewster. So I'm actually looking at trying to get the whole collection. So there's a few hundred cards out there, so there are hundreds of posters. Now, what I'm looking for someone that has done this is, if you've done it already, I want to catalog those posters, because even though I don't own the posters, I could search for them and they won't show up through any searching unless you type in the name. So for example, if I come to your island and I pick up your poster and drop it back down on the ground, I have it cataloged. So then when I go back to my Nook Shopping Center, I could search for that poster by name and then I could order it. So I'd really be interested in somebody that has the whole collection and has already taken the time to scan them all in and ordered the posters, so I could come and pick up the posters just so I could order a set for myself. But even if you don't have the whole amiibo set, I'm really looking forward to that Sanrio set. So if anyone has any of the Sanrio exclusive Animal Crossing cards and you did that, I would appreciate it if you would let me come and catalog those items so I could order a set for myself. But even if you don't have a full set, I gotta start somewhere. So if you have any amiibo cards and you scan them in and you have the posters available, I would really appreciate it if you would let me come to your island and catalog them. All I want to do is just come over, pick up the poster item, which you can't place it outside. You have to drop it so it's in the leaf form, and then all I have to do is pick it up and drop it back down on the ground again, and then when I go back to my own island, I'm able to order it. So even if you have any of them at all, if you want to send me a message, I would really love to come and just catalog those items for myself. And then one last thing I wanted to talk about before I go, speaking of Harv's Island. If you go to Harv's Island, like I said, you could use any amiibo or any card and you could bring in those villagers. So for example, I put some pictures up on my Instagram and Twitter, both are at Brewster's Roost, and I brought Barold over there, and then what you could do is you could have a little fun with them. Any of the clothing that you have, a percentage of them don't work, but you can dress them up in different clothing for your photos. So I set Barold up in there, and then you could bring him into the wardrobe to change his clothes, and I put him in like a maid's outfit and a bunch of skirts, and he really makes funny faces. So you could just have a lot of fun with that. Bring in a villager that you like and just sit there and play dress up, and you could really get some pretty good pictures. All right, everybody, that's about going to wrap up this episode of Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. I really appreciate you listening, and I'm going to try to be back here pretty soon with some more information. So make sure you get out there, order that Mother's Day thank you mug, and check out some of the other stuff I talked about. If you enjoy the show and find any value in the information I provide, why not check me out at Ko-fi? That's ko-fi.com/Brewster. You could also email the show, brewstersroost@gmail.com, and you could also follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Both are at Brewster's Roost. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Don't let that Ko-fi cool too much. Thank you for listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. Make sure that you are subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. And while you're there, please make sure that you rate and review the show. You can follow the show notes or see anything that I talked about on this episode by going to brewstersroost.blogspot.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, both at Brewster's Roost. And you could also email me with any comments, questions, or suggestions at brewstersroost@gmail.com. And finally, if you want to turn the tables and buy me a cup of coffee, you can do so over at ko-fi.com/brewster, where you can make a $3 donation to help support the show. Again, thank you so much for listening. Now don't let that cup of coffee cool too much. See you next time.